Manu Patra alerts dated the 31st of March 2020. Supreme Court has directed the center to ensure accessibility of basic necessities and medical facilities for migrant workers in view of the nationwide lockdown. The court has also directed that a high-level committee of experts must be set up to ensure that the awareness of COVID-19 is widespread and factual amongst citizens. Kerala High Court has asked the Karnataka government if the emergency medical needs of patients from Kasaragod district, who are more proximate to hospitals in Mangalore than to those in Kerala, could be accommodated. Karnataka High Court has stayed for 3 weeks the process of auction and de-auction of mortgaged properties during the 21-day lockdown period, observing that any activity by any of the departments beyond the exceptions provided under the government order, including the holding of auctions by banks, would constitute a violation of the order and entail prosecution. Karnataka High Court has directed the state government to come out with a comprehensive plan by the 3rd of April, 2020, for supply of food grains, food to the needy people, poor people, daily wage workers, people residing on the streets, railway platforms, bus stands, etc., during the ongoing 21-day nationwide lockdown period. Gujarat High Court has rejected the bail application moved by the self-styled Goodman, Asaram, apprehending easy susceptibility of the deadly coronavirus due to his old age. Authority of Advance Ruling, AAR, has held that 5% of goods and service tax, GST, is applicable to the supply of waste paper and transportation services received from Goods Transport Agency, GTA. Finance Ministry has deferred the date for enforcement of the amendments to the Indian Stamp Act, 1899, as proposed under Part 1, Chapter 4 of the Finance Act, 2019. The amendments, related to collection of stamp duty on securities, that were scheduled to come into force on the 1st of April, 2020, will come to force on the 1st of July, 2020. Chhattisgarh High Court has extended the life of all interim orders passed by it and by the courts subordinate to it, which have expired or will expire on or after the 16th of March, 2020, till the 15th of May, 2020. Bombay High Court has restrained Industrial Development Bank of India trusteeship and Union Bank of Switzerland from selling shares of Kishore Vianney's Future Corporate Resources Private Limited, which were pledged to secure the debentures issued by a group company, Rural Fair Press. Kerala High Court has taken SUO Mato cognizance of reported incidents of police brutality against persons who are allegedly violating the national lockdown. The court has issued notices to the state authorities and the Union of India in the matter of unwarranted police excesses. Kerala High Court has sought the response of Advocate General of Karnataka on the issue of Karnataka government blocking the roads to Kerala in the wake of COVID-19 pandemic. Telangana High Court has held that educational institutions should continuously work towards providing resources and support to students in order to curb them from abusing drugs and to rehabilitate the students who are addicted to drugs. Kerala High Court has extended the subsistence of all the interim orders passed by it and the subordinate courts till the 18th of May, 2020. The court has also released prisoners convicted of or charged with offences having jail term of up to 7 years on interim bail up to the 30th of April, 2020, in order to decongest jails. Securities and Exchange Board of India has relaxed compliance provisions up to 3 months, allowing credit rating agencies to not qualify COVID-19 related non-payment of interest and principal as default, and allowing foreign funds to send in scanned copies of documents for renewal of registration. Ministry of Corporate Affairs has introduced the company's Fresh Start Scheme and modified the Limited Liability Partnership, LLP, settlement scheme to provide companies and LLPs with the opportunity to make good on any filing defaults irrespective of the duration and start afresh as fully compliant. Finance Ministry has relaxed procurement, expenditure and transportation norms for medical and other essential supplies for the Department of Pharmaceuticals, Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, Ministry of Textiles, Department of Consumer Affairs and Ministry of Civil Affairs. Finance Ministry has said that it has not extended the financial year 2019 to 2020 and it will end as scheduled on the 31st of March, 2020. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal has excluded the period of lockdown for the purposes of counting resolution process under Section 12 of the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code, 2016. Customs Excise and Services Tax Appellate Tribunal, Ahmedabad has ruled that deemed sale cannot be presumed for the purpose of imposing service tax merely on the ground that the value added tax, VAT, was not paid on such sale.